Don't get distracted by that radio. I just rolled my eyes and I said, Daddy, I know. I'm 15, I ain't green like some old 10-year-old. What I wouldn't give to be 16, wild and free, cruising up and down Main in my F-150. Roll the windows down, bass too loud from this burned CD. I'll be riding where I wanna be when I'm 16, 16. This curfew, sneaking in late, smelling like my girlfriend's perfume. People talking about college and knowledge, and that's alright. But all I'm thinking about is an unsupervised Saturday night. What I wouldn't give to be 18, wild and free, buzzing off a can of that grizzly wintergreen. Looking old enough to pull off this fake.
Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
All right, our guy Mike Clemens, our sports reporter of Civic Media, is with us, and we got a lot to talk about, Mr. Mike Clemens, because I was gone last week running around down in Iowa, and I didn't even know, Mike, I was in Des Moines last weekend, and I didn't even look that the Gophers, which I grew up a Gopher fan, were playing the Iowa Hawkeyes down there. I tell you what, between Minnesota, Iowa, and Wisconsin, there's some low-scoring, ugly football going on, but it's pretty entertaining still, isn't it?
Well, and that was kind of marred by a bad call by the referees, right?
Well, it depends on who you're a fan of.
Well, okay, all right. That's true. The kid picked it up and ran with the football, and they said, oh, no.
Yeah, yeah. Right. We'll get to the Badgers in a little bit, because you were at the Bucks game last night, and boy, when I saw that the Bucks signed Damian Lillard, anybody who knows anything about basketball, they're like, oh boy, they're serious about this now. He was a real deal last night, Mike.
They gave up a lot of bit, including Drew Holiday, who then immediately, like 2 days later, went from Portland over to the Boston Celtics, and now he's back in your Eastern Conference.
Oh.
But within 5 minutes last night, you thought, oh, this is a genius move. I mean, that guy came in there so smooth, Joel, and just glide up and down the floor and hit from all corners, and they started building a lead, and he looked like he'd been playing with them for 3 years. But it's the 76ers, and Joel Embiid and those guys, they got the hot hands, and the Bucks showed that, you know, they've maybe still got some things to work on defensively.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Adrian Griffin, the head coach, like, yeah, we celebrate this win, but, you know, I guarantee you we're going to be back in here tomorrow looking at the film, and we have to work on that defense. And Giannis, as great as he still is, he brought this up. You know, he had procedure on one of those knees this summer. So he's not 100%, but he was working up and down the floor. But missing balls again at the foul line, which is unbelievable. He's kind of gone back into that, reverted to miss him from there. But at the end, this was his key moment. Because we talked to Lillard after the game, and he said, I wanted to come in. I want to show these guys what I can do. I'm here for them at the same time, whatever they need from me. And he said, I was kind of surprised with 4 minutes left and we're down by a couple that Giannis just said, here's the ball. You lead us in. You decide what to do. And he put up 14 points in 4 minutes.
Yeah. It's nice to have that option because, like you said, with Giannis, maybe, you know, not quite 100%. It just takes a lot of pressure off him during the season and should make him better in the playoffs because Giannis doesn't have to be, you know, pushing himself to the full tilt, you know, every game.
Yeah, and, you know, people were asking me before last night, so, you know, what are you looking for much in this game, this matchup, is, you know, how Giannis, you know, works with Dame, as they call him. Mm-hmm. I said, no, I'm kind of curious to see what Adrian Griffin's going to look like as a head coach.
Yeah.
You know, how he's going to try and control the tempo of the game and how he's going to react after the game. And, you know, Joe Prunty, they held on. He was an interim manager at one point for the team. He's still with that assistant staff. And you see him in Griffin's ear at critical points, I think, to talk about, hey, you know, it's time to pull this guy and put somebody else in, maintaining the minutes chart of the players. Or maybe there's things that he was spotting. And last night after the game, there were so many other questions and excitement about the end. Maybe I'll save that for a practice to save to Griff, as they call him, new head coach of the Bucks. So what do you use Joe for? What, when you're out there and you're watching this game and making calls, what do you need someone looking for? The defense? Anticipate the minutes? I'm just curious about that.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. Bucks basketball Sunday again right here. Last night, monumental. First time ever the Bucks here on the 100,000-watt flamethrower right here last night on the Bucks all over northern Wisconsin. So
that's
fun.
So awesome. You can drive like 3-4 counties and yeah. Never miss the game.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Packers-Vikings Sunday, two days a year we get this. Packers-Vikings, one at Green Bay, one at Minnesota. Not quite the hype with it this year because the Packers are, well, kind of who we thought they were going to be, and the Vikings are kind of turning into the team that a lot of people thought they were going to be. It looks like they're getting better.
No, that's well put. I mean, the Vikings started with an hysterical start. I mean, they were 0-3, I think, and you would hear about, like, another three fumbles. They were fumbling the games away.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shocking because Kevin O'Connell is a smart coach, and, you know, how can you be so off all of a sudden with fundamentals? And then you're watching the Packers, exciting win over the Bears, exciting fourth quarter win over the Saints. But, you know, it's for real. Sometimes you're in a locker room and you're standing there for 45 minutes to an hour, 3-4 days a week, and you say, man, it's not happening here. And then they go out and they put 50 points up. So you can't judge that. They're tired. They got meetings to go to. They just came out of a 2-hour practice. But when the players say, I'm tired of being around everybody that's so sad. You know, we need a win just to liven up this locker room. Like, oh, you know, maybe I am picking up on something here. And I think they feel a little overwhelmed. They just played these three games between down in Atlanta on the road against the Falcons. And then we had the Raiders game, which, you know, that place was rocking. The Vegas fans were out there supporting the Raiders. The Raiders. And then in Denver, beautiful day, packed house. And Russell Wilson, they were desperate for a win because they were 1-5 with Sean Payton. And, I mean, the Packers should have won at least two of those three games, don't you think?
Yeah, and I think they left some games out there that they should have won. Now it's going to get a little bit more difficult here. And the Vikings, how do the Vikings all of a sudden, they can block now? they absolutely stunk their first five games. They couldn't block anybody, and then against one of the best defenses in the NFL, the 49ers, no sacks.
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I asked LaFleur about that yesterday, Joel, because I said, you know, when the word came out that Delvin Cook was being released by the Vikings, that was like a bombshell.
Yeah.
Like, whoa, what are they doing? You know, are they going into tank mode and all that? And he ended up with the Jets. And he said, you know what? Their line is healthier this year. Their line is healthier. So what was it? Is it Madison and Akers?
Yeah.
Is back there. And So, but even more importantly, that Kirk Cousins now is getting better pass protection, and Cousins played out of his mind last Monday night against the 49ers. There were times where you thought for sure that Bosa and company had the sack. He's wrapped around three guys, and somehow the hand still is able to release the football and hit a target, downfield, and move the chains again. I mean, that was an incredible performance by Kirk Cousins, somehow getting the ball out of his hand before he got crushed. And they won. They upset the 49ers,
Noon kickoff Sunday, Packers and Vikings at Lambeau Field. The Badgers, well, this is the test this Saturday, right? You got Ohio State coming in. So if you can at least give them a good game or win this one on Saturday, obviously, this is a chance to make this a special season. But this is a very good Ohio State team.
Yeah, and they were good last year. I mean, they blew out the Badgers 50-something to 24 or whatever. And I thought this was interesting. Luke Fickell put it this way, because he played at Ohio State. He said, you know what, if we could just close the gap, if we just show some progress, make this thing interesting rather than a blowout early on, by halftime. That would probably be the great thing for his program, to show progress that we can start playing with these guys. But I think the Buckeyes are like 14.5-point favorites for this one.
Yeah, and the West, the Big Ten West, Iowa, Gophers, Badgers, they could all be, 3-2 after this weekend, or close to it anyway. And they're playing for the right to get their butts kicked in the Big Ten championship game, right?
Yeah. I thought this was an interesting comment, though, from the running back, Braylon Allen, who, being underutilized, he thought he would be carrying the ball X amount of times every game. And he started talking about his pass protection. He said, people are kind of down on whether or not I pass protect enough. And he says, I've been working on that, and I need to be, to get credit for that. So, he's at a school where suddenly the new head coach comes in and he wants to throw the ball, the air raid.
Yeah.
So that that's what Allen is saying I can do too. I can protect these quarterbacks. And no doubt that'll help him in the draft in the NFL.
I've been looking for things that are being affected by all the NIL deals, and this is a very preliminary assessment, but possibility is that teams like Iowa, Wisconsin, Minnesota could be just stressing defense because they know that when it comes to quarterback, wide receiver, running backs, that a lot of these schools can't match the NIL deals of the big time schools. They're like, okay, we want to be really good defensively. Sure, we can't move the ball on offense. We might not have the skill players, but we're going to be a defensive team because that's what the NIL deal says we can do.
I think that's an excellent point, Joel. I think you got something there, really.
Yeah,
no question.
Either on something or onto something. That's right. All right. Mike, you're at Lambeau on Sunday. All right. You'll be there for the big game. All right. Give Jordan Love a pep talk for us. We always appreciate you joining us, Mike.
Thank you, pal.
Thank you very much. Mike Clemens, he's our sports reporter. He was at the Bucs game last night. He'll be at the Packer game on Sunday. That's what he does. That's his job. And he joins us every Friday morning at 9 o'clock to talk Wisconsin sports.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Thousands of people in Maine remain locked down as authorities continue searching for Robert Card, suspected of killing at least 18 people in Wednesday's mass shooting, 13 others hurt. ABC's Trevor Ault with a survivor.
Jennifer Zanka says her back was to the shooter when he opened fire, shattering the bone in her arm.
I got hit, I think, when I went to the ground, and then I stood up and followed one of the other girls. She knew how to get out the back way.
The retired nurse says doctors tell her she will recover.
Law enforcement surrounded a house near Bodowin that belonged to one of Card's family members, but he was not inside. Authorities did find a letter from Card addressed to his son, described as a suicide note. Consumer spending remains strong amid persistent inflation. The Federal Reserve's key inflation measure showing a hike of 0.4% from August to September, same as the month before. Consumer spending up 0.7%, more than expected. This is ABC News. Another close call between U.S. and Chinese aircraft over the South China Sea. A Chinese fighter plane coming within 10 feet of a B-52 bomber Tuesday. Officials calling the nighttime intercept highly unsafe. A man suspected in the murder of a Maryland judge found dead.
Maryland Circuit Court Judge Andrew Wilkinson was shot to death in his driveway last week. Pedro Argati, the suspected gunman, in a heavily wooded area of Williamsport, Maryland, Thursday.
Approximately 1 mile northwest from where the suspect's vehicle was located, Argati was found deceased.
Washington County Sheriff Brian Albert.
It's relief, but it's still a tragedy.
The judge, hours before he was shot, ruled in a divorce case that Argati's estranged wife would get sole custody of their four children and barred him from visiting or contacting them. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s presidential campaign requesting Secret Service protection for a third time. It comes after an intruder entered his home in L.A. this week and was arrested twice. Dave Packer, ABC News.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Daytime highs approaching 49 today. Under overcast skies, winds out of the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows level off around 25. Chance for snow tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Overcast. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday, with highs from the low 30s to the mid-30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range. High of 49 today. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
916. Great talk with Mike Clemens there. We appreciate him joining us. Our fundraiser for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry continues at the Day of Giving today. We'll be here. I'll be here till 6 o'clock tonight. Various guests will be joining us. We are now up to $720 that has been dropped off for pledge. Thanks to the Park Falls Knights of Columbus for their $200 donation. And they are putting a challenge out to the Phillips Knights of Columbus to match that. All right, I like that. So thanks to Ron Stieber, for donating $50 also himself. And we've got some great bids coming in our items already. Feel free to, you can have one of two ways, okay? You just say, well, I'm going to donate to the pantry anyway, so I'll bid face value, or I'll bid over face value, because I know it's all going for a great cause. Or if you want a bargain hunt, I don't have a problem with that either. It's a $25 certificate. You want to give us an opening bid of 10, I'm all right with that too. So either way, all the items are at 98qcountry.com. You can look at, I got physical pictures of some of the actual items, like the some of the tools that we have on there, and gift baskets and such. So you can always come into our studio and look at those too. Well, we mentioned through the day we're having some of our board members come in to kind of talk about the food pantry and why they're involved and what it means to them. And we have Jamie Stieber with us, who is the newest member of the Lord's Cupboard.
I am.
Jamie, good morning to you.
Good morning, Joel. Thanks for having me.
Most people know you, a Park Falls guy, of course, for many, many years. And what drove you to, when you were approached by Gwen, I'm sure, to be a member of the food pantry? What kind of drove you to want to be a part of this?
It's the cause. So it's a betterment of community. As you said, you know, I'm out in the community often, and I always try to lend a helping hand. And the cause of the food pantry is something that's very near and dear to me. So I was actually flattered and honored that Gwen had asked me to be on the board. And, of course, with my involvement in many other organizations, I had to come with a nice conversation with my wife. How far can I get stretched? I don't want to get stretched too thin. So, and by the graces, I was able to be a part of that. And so it's been a learning curve to know the ins and outs. And so very gracious on everyone that's been on the board, kind of getting me up to speed, and just trying to help contribute in any way possible that I can. So,
well, we'll talk more later today. Jody Motter, who handles our volunteers, will talk about the time part of it. But what's kind of nice about the Lord's Cupboard is it is not overly time consuming. It's not, 2 hours every Saturday we're open, and there's board meetings. So it is one of those things where people want to be involved in volunteering. It really, it isn't a crazy amount of time.
It is not. It's not. And so even as board members, I think that the time allotted is not a lot. But the volunteers, like you said, it's every Saturday, 9 to 11. And for those volunteers, it can be a little bit longer. Obviously, we need that start time, a little bit cleanup time towards the end. But nice to see us, like I said, lend that helping hand, see those smiling faces come through, because we're doing a really, you know, we're doing the Lord's work there, and providing a need for many families out there.
Yeah, and what makes it less time consuming is that there are so many people that work. We have there is a system in place of unloading trucks and stocking the shelves and handling the financial part or whatever, that it is a, I don't want to say it's a well-oiled machine, but we've been doing it for a long time. We've got a lot of people that really donate a little time to make a lot of hands make the light work lighter, right?
Absolutely. And yeah. I think you couldn't have said it better. So, and that's been good for me being new to the board is being able, like, it's, you're not having to reinvent the wheel, you know, the processes are in place and it's smooth running and you can come in as a volunteer and you don't have to, bite off more than you can chew, so to speak. So
yeah, and one of your gifts that you brought to the board is you helped bring on board our website. The Lord's Cupboard has a website thanks to Bill Nemec and Minding Your Business for his generous donation to get that going. So that's one thing that we've got up and running now, right?
Yeah, I think that's beneficial. You know, this radio is to get outreach so that we can reach many helping. Hopefully positive people that want to lend to us or donate to us and help our cause. And the website is going to broaden our reach is what they'll put. We're in a digital age and we didn't have anything. And so I'm glad. And obviously I'd like to give a shout out to Bill Nemec. That was really gracious of him to donate his time for our cause.
And the website is kind of it's in an infant stage right now.
Yes.
It's there, thelordscupboard.org.
That's correct.
Thelordscupboard.org. But we're going to be adding a lot of local stuff to it and a lot of information for people who use the pantry. So there's going to be a lot of things that are coming to it.
Absolutely. And for those people, or those listeners out there that want to be able to contribute to our cause, that's a good avenue, whether it be our Facebook page. I think we have a GoFundMe as well. And that link that we have on our website is another avenue. Those people that can't be here in town or want to give, they have that option through the web. So
yeah, thelordscupboard.org, and there's a donate button right on the front, and you can just almost instantly donate locally. Mm-hmm. Share it with people who maybe are from Park Falls, who moved away, whatever, for jobs and still want to have an impact, because like I mentioned many times already this morning, Jamie, what's awesome about the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, there's no administrative cost. It's all volunteers. Every penny goes to keeping, either distributing food or keeping the lights on and keeping everything out the door, right?
I love every ounce of that, and I think that's what makes so passionate. Everyone that helps out, whether it be the volunteers or the board members, that's a driving factor, and that's why I'm blessed to be a part of that. It's a special group. So.
Yeah. And a little bit later on, I think you're going to appreciate the visit we have with Diane Brown, because she has been ordering the food for years. And to understand the process of how all that food, I mentioned 39 tons already this year alone.
It's incredible. And we're in our community. It's incredible. The insight, I think, will will blow some people's minds. It's kind of incredible. It certainly did for me sitting on the board, just listening to the process. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is an overwhelming amount of food. I didn't realize that this is what we're putting out.
Yeah, and a lot of people have the conception, and I kind of did too, that a food pantry just gets all their food for free from the government. Oh. And that is not the case, folks. There's a lot of things that go into making it happen.
it comes at a price, and that's where all these valuable donations and this radiothon all goes to keeping that well-oiled machine running, and so that we can keep on continuing our cause.
Yeah, in an era where it seems like we're just overwhelmed with requests for donations. We know the spam calls, we know all that stuff, and there are legitimate ones out there. But what's cool about the Lord's Cupboard is, I've lived here for 24 years. You've been here a lot longer, even longer than that, I think. You're not older than me, but you've been here all your life.
Over 30 years.
Yeah, and it's just nice to know that you're handing a donation to someone and you know it's going to go right into the local bank and go right back out the door and right into local people's pantries, food pantries.
Absolutely, and that's something to be that I'm happy about to watch. Watch that process.
Yep. So folks, we're doing this all day today, 715-762-3221. If your business or an individual want to pledge, give us a call. If you want to drop by the radio station, I think there's still a Reese's peanut butter cup out there next to the fishbowl. I promoted it. I'm not sure how long that'll last. But look for that website, Jamie. You've been working that, thelordscupboard.org, and we'll be adding some things to that.
Absolutely.
Here. Over the next month or two.
Yes, of course.
And our Facebook page is always a good place to stay in touch, too, whether you use the pantry or whether you just want to support the pantry.
Exactly.
Either one. All right, Jamie. Well, I know you're a busy guy, but we wanted to bring in
I appreciate it.
Through the day today, all the board members will join us at some point to talk about their role in our local Lord's Cupboard food pantry. So thank you so much for your time.
Joel, I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Right. You betcha. It's 9:24 here at 98Q.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods and specialty items to carry in her store, like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan-set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and specialty items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meats, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcoming NEB and Food Share customers.
Hey there, Joel Karnick here from the 98Q Morning Show. Join me and the staff of Kyle Repair in Park Falls Friday, November 3rd. I'll be there broadcasting live from 11 to 1 for the big open house. Lunch will be served. Join me for lunch from 11 to 1 and sign up to win some great prizes. Listen to this, a $500 fuel card, a Ponzi hatchet, and a Ponzi scale toy model. There will be all kinds of Ponzi parts, special savings of 10%. Come on out to Kyle Repair, their big open house, Friday, November 3rd, located at 1000 4th Avenue North in Park Falls.
Disabled or an elderly Medicare beneficiary with questions about Part D prescription benefits? The Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline is here for you. Ask about saving money on your Part D premium, deductible, and co-pays. Call the Disability Rights Wisconsin Medicare Part D Helpline anytime. 1-800-926-4862. 1-800-926-4862. Medicare's annual open enrollment runs October 15th through December 7th.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Brand new country.
The type of music we like.
Turn it up.
98Q Country.
I never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this soul forward, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new.
Yes, yeah,
favorites, your classics, your country. 98Q Country.
Something of a strong wind is coming over me. It's got a hold of me, yeah. Thinking and doing things I shouldn't be, I really shouldn't be. Yeah, but one more call is the one more what you doing right now. It's the one more trip to my side of town.
Signups are now being accepted for hockey, all right? They got all kinds of equipment ready for your youngster to play hockey. And if you would like to be a part of the great hockey program and the great arena we have right here in Park Falls, you can check out Price Ice Wolves on Facebook or call Thad at 518-3236, 715-518-3236. Signups for all ages and high school age hockey players are needed. So give them a call, Thad, at 518-3236, or check out the the Facebook page, Price Ice Wolves, for more information. They have equipment ready to go, and get your youngsters out there. Kids learn to skate pretty fast, don't they? Put them out there, it's amazing, even if they've never skated before. Our fundraiser for the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry continues at the Day of Giving all day today. We're here till 6 o'clock tonight, and we have a total of $720 so far. That has been pledged or received. Now, we have, again, this is not just, hey, we need money day. This is a fun day day. It's a fun day day. You can go to the 98QCountry.com website and click on Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry in the top, And there's all kinds of items that you can bid on. Now, we have not had any bids on any of our physical items yet, and these are pretty cool. So swing in during your lunch hour or take a look at the items online if you're too far away. There's some pretty cool stuff. There's some really nice gift baskets. There's tools. There's kind of a loon Cohasset bell donated by Fifield Feed and Seed. That's very cool. There's the builders have all kinds of nice stuff, some tools in there, a couple different brooms, show brooms. It's just a little bit of everything. It's always fun to see what comes in and is donated. And tons of gift certificates. A lot of them do not have bids on them yet. So I will update the ones that do and don't have bids coming up just ahead of our Title Town report. But if you have any questions about the items, give a call. Brianna's here at 715-762-3221. Our goal is 15,000, and we're well on our way here with 720 total pledge right now. But again, we got a lot coming in with our gift certificates and stuff. So if you feel so called to do so, help out an organization that helps those in their time of need that are food challenged right here and has been doing it for many, many years. The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. Give us a call at 715-762-3221 to make your pledge. Stop in and see us right on Highway 13 in Park Falls, right by Super One. And you can drop it right in the fishbowl at the front desk and even grab a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup if you want to.
What do you think?
Why? Because I like the station.
Because they're the best radio station.
I love the music. I love everything.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
Everybody's asking what the hell happened, wondering why it all went wrong. Mama always said, if you can't say something nice, then don't say anything at all.
Online at 98qcountry.com.
finally painted that summer sophomore year. Said I could stay for free, a couple buddies, a couple weeks. You rolled in a little red Honda and headed straight for the pier. Tank top and cut off jeans, little pack sun underneath. Who knew it was about to be? Hey. I turned those shutters the color of your eyes till the day turned into night. And took turns with a jar, turned that boat dock into a bar. And then we passed the guitar around the fire to each other and watched all of our friends pair off with one another. But we felt like the stars we were under, and everybody knew.
No more of that stuff. Summer gone and winter coming here. Some light snow probably going to happen at some point over the next few days here in northern Wisconsin. It is a day of giving. It is our Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry's second annual fundraiser. And I certainly hope you will ponder a donation if you're able. You know, if not, if you're struggling and stuff, just, you know, you're fine. You're good. But maybe you feel like you've been blessed with enough and you've got a little to give to those right here. This is what's really cool about great organizations like this. There's many others too, but the Lord's Cupboard does one thing, and that is food. They want to make sure that those who are food challenged in Park Falls, Price County, and even the surrounding area have an option to come and get food absolutely free. And they're open every Saturday from 9 to 11. It is a non-denominational organization, and they distribute out of the First Congregational United Church of Christ right in downtown Park Falls. Again, open every Saturday from 9 to 11. And people who are eligible, they can come a couple of times a month. And usually when they come, they get 40, 50 pounds of food. It's really been quite an organization for many, many years. And we're supporting that today. And like most nonprofit groups, the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry, you know, every year it's ups and downs. Some years they're able to, you know, put a little money away for tough times. Other years, like last year, not so much, where the expenses were overwhelming out the door. And so we're just trying to secure the financial stability of a great organization like the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. If you're able to give, give us a call, pledge all the money right here. The president of our food pantry, Pastor Gwen Downing, will be in a little bit later on today to chat with us a little bit. But you can pledge and give, and all the money you give, 100%, goes right, of course, to the Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry. And out the door it goes with all kinds of great food for people. And such great partners we have here from being a volunteer on the board for almost 3 years now. I'll tell you that we just have some great organizations like Super One and our local dollar store and Quick Trip that work with the local food pantries to get them food through many, many different avenues. Dan Wagner over at Super One is just such a blessing, and he does so many good things for the food pantry. You're able to not only purchase bags of food over there at the pantry, but just the donations behind the scene that he's constantly helping the pantry with. And I can't even begin to express Quick Trip. Quick Trip is just a great partner in our community to get food that, rather than food going out the door and maybe being thrown away, we're preserving it, we're getting it. It's food that is still edible, but it just, for whatever reason, can't be on the shelf due to space or whatever. And Quick Trip is a great partner. And there's stories like that, numerous, that come together to make our food pantry the success that it has been and able to serve people here in the Park Falls area. So one of two ways you can help out today. You can check out all the items that have been donated by our area businesses at 98qcountry.com. And we've got bid updates here. The Big Dipper, how about this? A $50 gift card to the Big Dipper. Somebody bid $250. Lauren, you're awesome. That's just fantastic. Now, you don't have to do that, all right? I want to make it very clear. Don't be intimidated by that. But we've got some great certificates that you can bid. Like Bobbers on the Lake is a $25 gift certificate. You want to start the bid at 10? Go ahead. Let's get that bid going on it. Get it going. Butternut Feed Store, $20 gift card. We've already got a $20 bid on that. Double D is a $25 gift card. We already got a $25 bid on that. Just fantastic. We have another Double D's $20 gift card looking for an opening bid. And again, you don't have to go full face value. We appreciate that. But if you can bargain hunt, that's all right. Fifield Grocery, $30 gift certificate. Somebody already did face value on that of $30. We got a tons of other ones. Jay's Automotive, $50, needs an opening bin. Jen's Butternut Cafe, got two $15, $15 certificates. They need an opening bid. Country Cafe, we're up to $20 on the gallon of chicken and dumpling soup. Need a bid on the gallon of chili. Going to need that here. The Lanes, $50 gift card. Need an opening bid. Mary Cassidy's, $25 gift card. Need an opening bid on that. We've got other gift certificates from Muskie Jack's. We've got a $25 gift certificate. Need an opening bid on that. Also, Northwood Supper Club, $25 gift certificate they donated to our Lord's Cupboard. Need an opening bid for that item, too. And again, we won't close anything out till afternoon. So you got time here, but get those bids in. Park Falls Country Club, it's a punch card, good for 10 rounds of golf next year. It's $130 value, and we got two of those, so bid on one of those if you're a golfer. Park Pharmacy, $50. Need an opening bid. The Renew You Spa, $50 certificate. We've got a $30 bid on that. We got another one, still needs an opening bid. Ron Ernst Lumber, a couple of $25 gift certificates, need opening bids. The St. Croix Rod, 40% off. It's a coupon good for 40% off a first quality rod. So you can bid on that. Super One, we got a $25 gift card. Two of them, actually. They need opening bids. We got a $100 Super One gift card that also needs an opening bid. And we have a second $100 gift card donated by Park Falls Hardwoods that has a $100 bid for the $100 gift card. Thank you so much. Sweet Brew, got a couple of $10 certificates that need opening bids. Wildwoods Taxidermy, $100 gift certificate, needs an opening bid. And the restaurant out at Moose Jaw, the Woods Edge restaurant, $10 gift certificates. We got three of them that also need opening bids. So when you get a moment, give us a call, or you can email wcqm@civicmedia.us. We won't close out any of the items until after the noon news. So you got till then. After that, and it's all fair game. We have not had much activity on these physical items that are donated, and there's some good bargains. And I tell you what, from last year, there were some real good bargains to be had on some of this stuff. from some of the real high quality, a couple of different brooms. We got some gift baskets that are donated. The Feed and Seed Loon Cohasset Bells. Darla was eyeing that up there a little bit ago. And some tools from our local Napa, Park Falls Building Supply, like four or five different items. So 98QCountry.com, click on Lord's Covered Food Pantry to check those out. Stop into the radio station, or as always, just call us. We're here to answer any questions, 715-762-3221. Our goal today, by 6 o'clock tonight, is to raise $15,000 for the Lord's Covered Food Pantry. We're well on our way. $720 in physical money has been donated, not counting the bids on the gift certificates. So let's roll with it. Businesses, you want to call and challenge someone? Maybe you can afford $20. $20 would buy a lot of food for our food pantry. You can pledge it, come in next week and make good on it. Or if you're driving by up and down Highway 13 today, stop in here to the radio station, and we got a fishbowl right here. And maybe even a little bite-sized candy bar for you, too, with Halloween coming up.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious, farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season, so he does 2 things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
2 things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
2 things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Every 40 seconds, a child is reported missing. That's 2,000 children every single day. It's a heart-wrenching reality that we can no longer ignore. Find the Children is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping find missing kids. You can be a part of their mission by donating your unwanted vehicle, running or not. Call 1-800-775-5622. We guarantee that you will receive the maximum tax deduction. We provide fast, free pickup with 24-hour response. Call 1-800-775-5622. Find the Children provides crucial resources to help find missing children and educational materials to teach kids how to recognize and avoid predators. Our recovery programs have a proven track record of reuniting kids with their families. It's time to act. Donate your unwanted or unused car. Help us build a world where every child is safe. Pick up the phone and call 1-800-775-5622. Together, we can bring these kids home safely. This advertisement was paid for by Cars R Us and Find the Children.
Who is a BEX player with heart?
Being able to take that leadership role, try to advocate more for agriculture, it's been very cool to read.
Their family's been farming for ages. Never thought we'd be doing it one day, but we are now.
BEX is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star on the playing field or court, but a player that shows heart in school and in the ag industry. Nominate any high school player today. Go to brownfieldagnews.com and search Player with Heart. BEX, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Today's Title Town Report is brought to you by Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls.
From historic Title Town to our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, Jack's Corner Bar, located on Cedar Street, serves up a Super Bowl of delicious daily specials, including deep-fried chicken every day of the week. Enjoy burger and fries Thursday, Friday fish fry with salad bar. Saturday, look forward to pork and dumplings. Saturday night, get set for a tasty prime rib with salad bar at Jack's Corner Bar, located in our town, Park Falls, Wisconsin, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
From Wisconsin Radio Network Sports, this is the Title Town Report. Now, with the latest from Lambeau, here's Bill Scott.
The Packers put the finishing touches on their game plan today for Sunday's divisional matchup against the Vikings at Lambeau Field. Minnesota just 3-4, but in a different space after their 5-point win over the 49ers on Monday night. Kirk Cousins playing quarterback as well as anyone in the league right now, and Packers coach Matt LaFleur says they're protecting him well.
I think their offensive line's really coming off the ball well. They've really improved. They're healthy. I think that's really helped them, but I would say that they've really come along way, and they're playing at a high level, and it's helped their whole offense.
The Vikings blitz as much as anybody in the league, and Matt LaFleur says it's important they give Jordan Love the looks in practice that he'll see on Sunday.
You try to do the best you can. I mean, that's why we go out there and practice. I think the show teams, the look teams, are absolutely critical in terms of being able to go out there and execute and play at a high level. So there's been a great emphasis on making sure that the looks are correct. And that's always a challenge.
I'll have more after this.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
If Eric Stokes didn't have bad luck, he'd have no luck at all. He rehabbed a foot injury for 11 months to get back on the field at Denver. On his fourth special team snap, he suffered a hamstring injury, and he's right back on IR.
I can smile all day, but I'm pissed. I'm pissed, but no, it is what it is.
Packers hopeful Stokes will still make it back again later this season. I'm Bill Scott. That's the latest from Title Town. I'll have more Monday on the Wisconsin Radio Network.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Cloudy skies this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 49. West winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows level off around 25. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Chance for snow, high of 36. Temperatures well below average Sunday and Monday with highs from the low 30s to the mid 30s. Chance for snow Sunday. Another look at the short range. High of 49 this afternoon. Lows level off around 25 tonight. We should top out at 36 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frombly, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 49.
So good.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, this is Joe Nichols.
It's a good day for living.
Welcome to the greatest music show on earth.
This is really good.
98 Q Country.